It's Sunday, February 10th, 2008, and welcome to episode 24 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. The OpenID initiative picked up a few important endorsements this week, as IBM, Microsoft, VeriSign, Google, and Yahoo have agreed to participate as the first corporate board members of the OpenID Foundation. This is good news for the OpenID movement, as more than 10,000 websites now support the OpenID initiative. As stated before on Tech Talk for Teachers, one big barrier of using web services of Web 2.0 companies is the problem that users have of managing multiple user IDs and passwords. Every time you visit a website, you must create a new account that is unique to that site. The OpenID Foundation hopes to change that by providing a common user ID and password that could be shared and used by multiple websites. Thus, if you already have an OpenID user ID, and if the Web 2.0 service you would like to use supports OpenID, you would no longer have to create a new user ID and password for each Web 2.0 website you would like to use. I have provided a link in the show notes to two news articles that explain the importance of this news, as well as a link to the OpenID Foundation website. While all this is good news for users who have long wanted a standardized method for logging into websites via a common user ID and password, I would suggest that the OpenID Foundation also look at the needs of educators. Right now, MySpace allows users as young as 14, according to the MySpace Terms of Service. Yet in reality, this is difficult to enforce, as the Internet can provide anonymity to its users, and the possibility of creating many fake accounts without parental permission exists. It would be interesting to see if a special category of OpenID could be created that would allow parental supervision if necessary and tag OpenID accounts for underage internet users. The internet can be a scary place, and supervision is a must for children that use the internet. Perhaps the OpenID might also provide some type of level control that governs usage. I have not yet heard of any such considerations by the OpenID, but it's something worthy of consideration at this early stage of development. Leave a comment in my blog and let me know what you think about the OpenID initiative. My technology pick of the week this week is a website that is not yet even 1 year old. TeacherTube went online March 6, 2007 and provides an alternative to YouTube. The founders of TeacherTube wanted a place that would provide educationally focused videos for teachers, students, and home learners. Modeled after YouTube, the TeacherTube website also provides a rating system for users to rate their favorite videos. Support files such as lesson plans and activities can also be uploaded and shared. Users have the ability to mark videos as private or public. I have provided a couple of links in the show notes if you'd like to learn more. That wraps it up for episode 24 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this week's episode are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's techtalk4teachers.blogspot.com. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.